I think his resignation or the decision by the government to change the management, the top management of FSC, has come late. And obviously the reason given by Mr. Abdul Khan relates to some medical issues. But our view is that there are several questions in relation to both Mr. Khan's performance and indeed the performance of the FSC over the last several years. And we've been calling for immediate inquiry and investigation into the operations of the Fiji Sugar Corporation. And this comes as a surprise that without any investigation and inquiry, Mr. Khan has been allowed to leave FSC.
What share of the responsibility does the Fiji Sugar Corporation and Mr. Khan, as its chairman, have for the state of the sugar industry at the moment?
Well, a lot, Bruce, because the performance of the Fiji Sugar Corporation mills can be put squarely on the shoulders of Mr. Abdul Khan and FSC management as a whole, because the annual reports of the last 4 years, from 2011 or right up to 2014, actually show that FSC is technically insolvent, and its liabilities are more than 225 million to the combined value of FSC's assets. In addition, from 1st January 2011, Mr. Khan was FSC's executive chairman, enjoying, of course, you know, hefty salary packs and privileges, while FSC's debt continued to rise. And Mr. Khan was not able to even provide annual reports and hold AGM of the organization for at least 4 years. So these are very questionable aspects of his and FSC's performance. And the public and the farmers of this country ought to have some answers to those issues.
Would you like Mr. Khan to answer some questions before he returns home?
Exactly, because what we are calling on the FSC board is to allow Mr. Khan to step aside and an independent inquiry is conducted in the affairs of the FSC and its management before he's allowed to leave the organization, because, you know, this reflects very, very poorly on the government. I mean, it seems that they've just woken up on the problems that some of us have been pointing out for several years now, and that those problems have occurred and have persisted under Mr. Khan's management and his way of running the organization over the last few years.
Your party, the National Federation Party, is known to have pretty strong support in the cane belt among Indo-Fijians who are largely in the sugar industry. How concerned are you at the state of the sugar industry in Fiji? And if it's in a bad way, whose fault is it? Is it necessarily the fault of the FSC? Is it the government?
Well,
is it simply commodity prices, which are down all over the world?
Well, it's the government and the FSC's fault as a whole. I mean, Bruce, we all know that we were producing about 3 million tons of sugar around 2006. And if you look at the statistics, I mean, the facts speak for themselves. I mean, under the Bainimarama government, under his military government, and now under his elected government, the performance of FSC, the production in the sugar, production of sugarcane and indeed sugar, has continued to decline significantly. And we have suggested several ways forward. And one of the things that we've been calling on the Prime Minister to do is to form a joint parliamentary committee so that we can all work together to find solutions to the ailing industry. And obviously that has been shunned. And we have also, in the last budget, provided some very, very credible rescue solutions and packages that the government, again, has not come out and condemned it, but has refused to take that on board. So really, the decline in the sugar industry and the bad state of the affairs within the Fiji Sugar Corporation and its mill rests squarely on the shoulders of the government, the Minister for Sugar, who is the Prime Minister, and the FSC, and Mr. Abdul Khan.